less than 10 minutes away from Song of the Day. It's going to be a special category today. We actually switched up. It's going to be related to Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, announcing his retirement over the weekend. So that's coming up after Joe's Need to Know News. A custody dispute between estranged spouses has led to what might be the first allegation of crime in outer space.
Crime in space, it's a thing.
Yeah, apparently, astronaut Anne McClain is accused of improperly accessing the bank accounts of her estranged spouse while she was aboard the International Space Station. So that's what they're doing.
What?
Apparently, the bank even has records to prove this. Her estranged spouse is accusing her of identity theft. The woman McClain is now accused of taking or even moving money. She maintains she was simply doing what she's always done while the couple was together, keeping an eye on finances out of concern for the boy that they've been raising together. Well, now they're splitting, and McClain is fighting for the shared parenting rights. So this is interesting.
It is.
Got to worry about like cyber threats. I got to worry about outer space threats. Can we blame this on the Martians?
More things to worry about. Great.
All right. I saw this, and I worry about anybody. Like, I know Jewel Daddy. He's a vapor. And anybody that hits the Jewel, be careful. A person in Illinois is dead after contracting a severe respiratory illness from vaping. Yeah, no joke. The state's Department of Public Health revealed that the resident died after being hospitalized for severe respiratory illness. The agency also said the number of reported cases in that state involving people who have used e-cigarettes or vaped and were later hospitalized with respiratory issues has doubled in the past week alone.
Don't do it, kids.
So, yeah, no smoky, no vapey. No. And finally, you might want to cover your ears for this one. Like, literally, cover your ears. A woman in Kansas City, Missouri, thought she had water in her left ear. Isn't that the worst when you go? You went swimming, right, Mackenzie?
Yes. And you can't feel like you just can't quite. You got shaking
it out and it doesn't come out. Well, here's the thing. That feeling wouldn't go away, so she went to see a doctor. The first person in the exam room was an assistant. She ran out of the room, said, "I'm going to get a couple more people. I'll be right back."
That's never a good sign.
No. She's like, "I think you have an insect in there." They came back in and told her that it was a venomous brown recluse spider.
Oh my, this is my worst nightmare.
Here's audio. Here's her just talking about the symptoms.
I woke up hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear.
So once again, like anybody else, you'd assume, okay, I must have went into the pool or the lake and I got something in here. And here's just the whole situation of what happened with her and the staff and finding out there was a spider in the air.
Ran out and said, "I'm going to go get a couple more people." And she said, "I think you have an insect in there." No, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was until she came back in and they told me it was a spider. They had a few tools and they worked their magic and got it out.
Oh, what if it laid eggs?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Now, Mackenzie, I have to ask, after being at the pool this weekend, how are your ears feeling?
They're feeling just fine. I don't really put my head under.
Okay. Pork Chop, can you check Mackenzie's ears? I just want to make sure she didn't bring any spiders.
I would die.
Into the studio.
I would die.
Yeah, it amazes me when you see people, usually in other countries, it's like, they had what in their ear?
No, my sister is a child life specialist, works at a hospital, and a little girl came in and they thought she had eardrum damage.
Uh-huh.
She had a cockroach.
Oh, God, don't tell Liv the Web Girl that. Do not tell
it's
her that one.
Straight in there.
It was like a little one?
I mean, they're still kind of big.
Yeah, no kidding. How does that even happen? Okay, I hate to wrap it up that way, but that is Joe's Need to Know News.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Yay! Hey.